Hi, I work in our STD surveillance program at the Virginia Department of Health, and I'm going to be discussing a pilot program initiated in late 2015, which integrates a point-of-care syphilis test within the existing HIV testing programs at community-based organizations. The first FDA-approved and CLIA-waived rapid syphilis test, or RST, became available in December 2014. This test screens for antibodies to treponema pallidum and provides a result in 10 minutes with a fingerstick blood sample. In clinical trials, the manufacturer reported sensitivity and specificity of over 98% and 97%, respectively. The objective of the rapid syphilis testing program was to expand availability of syphilis screening outside of health department clinics through existing community HIV testing infrastructure. CBOs throughout Virginia have historically reached a high-risk and largely LGBTQ population not presenting in traditional clinics. Second, DIS served as a critical link for patients with a positive RST to clinical services at local health departments. A total of 10 highly effective CBOs were selected from across the state to integrate the syphilis rapid test in tandem with HIV. The first test under this program was in November 2015. Through April of this year, positivity has remained stable at around 15%. To date, serologic results for two-thirds of patients testing rapid positive have been received. As an antibody test, individuals with a previous history of syphilis are not candidates, since once infected, they will always test positive, regardless of current active infection or successful treatment. Though a negative self-reported history of syphilis is established prior to testing, 11% of rapid positives were found to have been previously infected with syphilis upon further interview or a search of our surveillance database. At present, 20 new syphilis infections have been identified. Within the tested population, incidence of syphilis is close to 4%. Comparatively, Virginia's reported incidence of syphilis last year was 0.01% in the population. The most frequently reported risk factor was male-to-male sexual contact. Among men tested, 48% indicated sex with another male in the preceding 12 months. Studies indicate that male-to-female transgender persons are a population at even higher risk for HIV and STDs than MSM. Among male-to-female transgender persons screened for syphilis, 71% report sex with a male. Other behavioral risk factors reported in the previous 12 months indicate CBOs are reaching a high-risk population. Notably, 1 in 7 report illicit or injection drug use. 1 in 6 men indicate having a sexual encounter with someone they would be unable to contact. And 1 in 5 women reported unprotected sex. New diagnoses of syphilis were more frequently MSM, ages 20 to 29, and non-Hispanic Black, and HIV positive compared to those tested who were not infected. Sex with a partner the individual would be unable to contact and meeting a partner via internet platform were also more frequently reported among new diagnoses comparatively. Though 33% of individuals tested were non-Hispanic white and 22% ages 40 plus, they were least likely to be diagnosed. An important element of our ongoing program evaluation is in monitoring test performance. The positive predictive value of the RST is 49%, and the specificity is 94% as calculated for the test to date. Since our program exclusively tests in non-clinical settings where a blood draw is not feasible, I do not have data on false negatives. However, Pennsylvania is using the rapid test in STD clinics and did complete serological screening on a sample of 200 receiving the rapid test. During this assessment, no false negatives were identified, allowing us to conclude that sensitivity is high. Limited data is available from other sites on test performance. However, among health departments able to share their data, Virginia's findings are similar. At present, about a third of RST tests have a new or previous infection, one third were false positive, and one third have pending serologies. Pennsylvania reports a rapid syphilis test positivity of 4% and an incidence of newly diagnosed infections of 2%. Recall, as a point of comparison, Virginia's positivity of 15% and incidence of 4%. Protocols developed as part of this program are available on our website. Thank you.